familiar passages, one probably more familiar than the other. But we've been looking at the ideal spouse, and we started it last week and started on the wives, what an ideal wife would be, the kind of wife that a husband needs. And there's a few different points to cover on that. Well, we looked at the very first one, and it has to do with his masculinity and being a man, and how a wife can take that from her husband by the way that she reacts to things and the way that she handles herself in the home. And so we looked at that last Wednesday, and I do have just a couple more to go over. It might not even be a whole lesson, but tonight I wanted to look at the kind of husband that a wife needs. They both need each other, and I believe that God has somebody that he wants us to marry, and not everybody marries the person God wants them to marry, but people get married, and God has them there for each other to help one another and to hopefully raise children and have a home that pleases the Lord. You understand tonight that a marriage between a husband and a wife, you shouldn't have to clarify that, but you do, between a husband and wife is a picture of Christ in the church. What a great responsibility we have in our home, that I represent Christ and she represents the church and that relationship. That is a very heavy responsibility. You understand, we can't just do whatever we want to do. We need to do it to please Christ. And in return, when we do it to please Christ and do as he asks us to do, that'll be the best life you'll ever live. Will there be trouble? Yes, there's two sinners under one roof. Amen? Absolutely there'll be trouble. But I tell you, there'll not be more peace and joy and happiness than doing it God's way. You're not going to find it any other way. No other way. And I want to say that the things that God has asked us to do as a husband and as a wife goes against our flesh. And it goes against society. It goes against the world. It goes the exact opposite direction of it. I mentioned this past Sunday about even marriages, when the way they get started, being in a church, and I think that's very important. It represents Christ and the church. I mean, there's a lot of different reasons, but the idea is that a marriage would please Christ. And if it does, and if everybody's doing what God has asked them to do, then that'll be a home that not only will Christ be pleased, but the people in the marriage will have happiness and peace and joy and all those things. It's a byproduct. If you obey God, he blesses you. Amen. And he knows us better than we do, better than we know ourselves. And husband, he knows your wife better than you do. So that's who I would go to for help on how to be the husband that you need to be. And the same thing goes with the wife. God knows exactly what we need. And so we talk about the ideal spouse. The world today has a definition of what an ideal spouse is. And it's based off of money and looks and talent. If there's a checklist, if you go out and ask a young person out there, just grab one from anywhere and say, what is your ideal spouse? And they will give you a checklist, and probably 99% of them will not include one thing that is spiritual. Not one thing. And a lot of times it goes straight to looks, which change over the years. It goes to money, which changes. They list all these different things. And it's very rarely something that's spiritual. But the Bible, I believe, when it gives instructions for a husband, a man, it gives instructions for a woman, a wife, that needs to be a list of what an ideal spouse is. And you might say, well, I'm already married and I didn't check that list. Well, the idea is, in a Christian home, in a local church, is to start working towards saying, I want to be more like Christ wants my home to be. Amen. All right, so the kind of husband a wife needs, and we'll get back on this other list with the ladies here sometime in the next few weeks. We'll see. You never know. Just show up. Amen? All right? So the kind of husband a wife needs. And when it boils down to this whole list, and I got some things to go over, but it boils down to your home needs to be a godly home. And that is going to happen when the husband becomes the spiritual leader of the home that he needs to be. So in order for him to accomplish all the things that I have in this list, he needs to be right with God. And we understand that the ladies on their part too, that they would need to be right with God in order to do these things, because without God, some of them are not even possible. But the husband needs to be right with God. The wife needs a husband that will lead her spiritually. That's what she needs. She needs a husband. Now listen, not all wives realize they need that. Adam and Eve in the garden, Eve didn't fully understand the spiritual leader she needed her husband to be until after some things happened. And there's other women in the scriptures. But what I'm telling you tonight is that's what they need. They need a spiritual leader in the home. Anybody can be a boss and boss people around. Anybody can be a jerk. Amen? Anybody can do that. Anybody can walk in and put their foot down and say, bless God, this is what we're doing. This is what you're supposed to do. Anybody can do that. Elijah does it to his sisters all the time. Amen? Anybody can do that. Anybody can be a boss. Anybody can boss somebody around. But I tell you what, it takes a man that's submitted to God to be a spiritual leader in the home. That doesn't just say, you do this, but says, let me show you how to do this God's way. And I'm not just going to tell you what to do, I'm going to show you. That's exactly what has to happen. And an example that I go to often when I'm teaching on this subject of being a spiritual leader in the home is, especially if you have children, but even if you don't have children, even if it's just a husband and wife, is family devotions. If you rely on the pastor and the Sunday school teacher to give your children spirituality for the rest of their life, and they don't get it Monday through Saturday, all they get it is Sunday, or maybe on a Wednesday night, you're making a huge mistake. You're making a big mistake. You're leaving the door open for the devil all week long if you're not having some kind of spiritual influence in your home. Family devotions. And I believe it ought to be done. You say, well, I don't have kids. It ought to still be done. In the Old Testament, they told them to write it on the post, write it on the doors, talk about it. When you stand up, talk about it. When you sit down, talk about it. In the home, that was supposed to happen. Everything they did was about the Word of God in their home. Everything. And I don't think that instruction's changed for us today. I don't. The children of Israel messed up when they didn't do that. They didn't teach their children. And then there rose a generation who knew not God. They didn't even know who God was. And I thank God for good Sunday school teachers. And I thank God for preachers. And I thank God for instruction. And we need that. We need that in the church. But we're talking about the kind of husband that a wife needs. Whether she knows it or not. Because some don't realize it. But they need a husband that'll be a spiritual leader in the home. Somebody that'll pray with them. Somebody that'll go to God and fight on their behalf. Somebody that'll read the Bible with them. Somebody that'll talk about God with the kids. Amen? That's what they need. The world's got a funny idea about what the real needs are. And I've met a lot of men that the best word to use is jerks. That's all they are. They boss, they demand. And that little wife, if she's trying to obey the Lord, she just submits sometimes. That does the best she can. But I'm telling you, he's messing up big time. She needs a spiritual leader in the home. Keeping a family in a good spiritual condition in the world that we're living in today is a hard job. And it's not one for cowards. It's not one for weak men. It's not easy to go in a home, especially if you've got older kids and you're just now starting this. Or you've been married a long time, to go in and say, no, we're not doing this. Why? Because it's against the Word of God. That's not easy to do. But you better use some wisdom and a lot of prayer and say, Lord, help me to do this, and pray together. Daniel chapter 12, you don't have to turn there, but it talks about in the last days, many shall run to and fro. You know what that is? We're all going in different directions. I don't have time to pray with my family. I don't have time for devotions. Daniel said in the last days, everybody's going to be running to and fro. And that's exactly what's happening. Especially people that have older kids and they're driving and do with them. I mean, everybody's gone. Everybody's going up. Everybody's got everything they're doing. The devil keeps us so busy. But I'm telling you, he could keep us so busy that we neglect to be the spiritual leader of our home. And it's a tragedy. I believe that if we don't spend time being the spiritual leader of our home, make time to do devotion, make time to pray. We try to do it in our home, and I try to lead by example on this stuff, not just because I'm preaching it, because I believe that's what we're supposed to do. And there are times where I'm out of town for work or something, and my wife continues that, and I call in, and we try every day. Does it happen every single day? Not 100%, but we do the best we can. That's my responsibility. I got to stand before God and give an account for my children. Very important. I believe a wife needs a spiritual leader. A spiritual leader is going to make sure that his family is fed spiritually. That's real simple, but it's truth. Joshua 24, you turned over there, Joshua 24:15. Most everybody knows this verse. I would dare say that maybe most people, if not everybody in this room, has this verse hanging in their house somewhere. And if you don't, maybe get it and put it up. But if it's hanging in your house, I hope you practice it. Joshua 24, verse 15, he makes this statement. Most everybody knows this. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Do you notice how he made that statement? He said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You know where the buck starts and stops? With you. With you. If it's going to get done, it's going to start and stop with you. If you get backslid on your spirituality and on devotions or whatever you're doing to be a spiritual leader of your home, it will eventually backslide to the rest of the family. That's your responsibility. You say, well, she needs to keep it going. He said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It starts with you. And if you do have that hanging in your house, that's a good thing to have, but I hope you practice it. The kids will see it up there and say, man, what does that mean? That'd be a sad statement, wouldn't it? Not only does a wife need a husband that's a spiritual leader, but a wife needs a husband who makes her feel needed. We talked a little bit about this on the other way with the husband and the, you know, need to feel needed as well. But this is one area that a lot of ladies deal with in a home, is the fact that they feel needed. And there's men all over that treat their wife like she's the maid. Hot in here. They treat their wife like she's the maid and the cook. And those are part of her responsibilities in the home. She's the keeper of home. But she needs to feel like she's needed other than the hired help that doesn't get paid enough. That's what she needs. She needs to feel like she is special in the home. And I'm going to get on discipline with children and all those kind of things later, but do not let your children backtalk your wife, their mother. Don't let that happen. They need to know that she is special to you. And in return, she'll feel special. Why? Because you're making her feel that way. She needs to feel needed. And that's what a husband needs to do. A wife needs a husband to make her feel needed. Number three, a wife needs a husband who enjoys spending quality time with her. Enjoys spending time with her. This is, I see young couples today. I see them out in the workplace and in other churches and stuff. I've counseled with young people that he'll be up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning playing video games. And she's complaining because she's having to fight for affection with a video game. And some guy over in another country that he's talking to on a headset. That ought not to be. And I'm not just talking about 14-year-olds. I'm talking about 40-year-olds. Not talking about you, Miles. Your part's coming. But a wife needs a husband that's willing to spend time with her. Take time to spend time with her. And this is something that I even have to work on with being as busy, but making time to spend time with her. Just because you caught her doesn't mean you need to stop dating her, amen? Look at Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Now listen, these instructions I'm given, I've got verses on all of it. We don't always get to all the verses. And you might look in society and look, you know, there's nothing worth watching on TV today. There's no shows. All the shows that are on TV right now, that they destroy the family unit. That is not the model for a family, period. And that's not the design. And what you see on social media and those things, all that's a front. It's fake. It baffles me that a husband and wife can fight and cuss and throw dishes and scream at each other and walk out the door and 10 minutes later post the greatest love poem you've ever seen to one another and talk about how much they love their spouse. That's how they try to make up on there. So the world looks and say, oh man, they're so in love. No, they hate each other. This is what the Bible says ought to be your attitude towards your wife. Not what social media says, not what Hollywood says. Ecclesiastes 9:9. Live what? Joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thy vanity. This is an instruction and a picture of what a Christian home should be. Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thy vanity. A wife needs a husband that spends time with her, spends time on her. That's what she needs. And again, I know we covered some things last week on what the husband needs from the wife, and there's some more to cover. But this thing goes both ways. It takes two people that put forth effort to try to please the Lord and to please one another. And she needs somebody that's willing to spend time with her, to listen to her, to engage in communication, to listen to her. Sometimes a long, hard day work, and you get there and you don't feel like having a conversation, but she's been with children all day. And she needs sometimes for you to take a moment and just listen. Amen? I'm preaching to myself right now too. A wife not only needs a spiritual leader, and she needs to be felt like she's needed and spent time with, but she needs to be accepted by her husband. Accepted by her husband. A wife needs a husband who accepts her as she is. There may be some qualities that he doesn't particularly like. And when they first get married, there are none of those. Everything is perfect. But eventually, there's something. You might talk too much. There might be weird, quirky things that she does that just get all over your nerves. But she needs, Carla Grace is telling on them two back there. But a wife needs a husband that's going to accept her. Amen? And once you find out what those little quirky things are, then you can use those to, you know, poke and jab and aggravate sometimes, but make sure you do it in the right spirit. But there's people that get married, and we're talking about the husbands here, but this can go both ways. Talking about the husband, but they marry somebody, and there's little things about them, their personality, different things, and they try to change them. They want them to be like somebody else. And you're making a huge mistake when you try to do that. She needs you to accept her. Now, I'm not talking about sin and all those kind of things. And, you know, if there's some of those things that need to be changed, you need to pray. The Holy Spirit has a way of changing things that need to be changed. And I'm not saying that there's things that don't need to be changed. Like maybe there's some things in the home that need to be changed. But that takes the job of the Holy Spirit and you being a spiritual leader, and let God work and make those changes. You can't just go in there and, you know, hit a button and change everything. And a wife may not be as spiritual as she should be in the home. But you guess what, husband? At the end of the day, that falls on us. That falls on us being a spiritual leader in the home. Spiritual direction in the home. If there's something that's not right spiritually, then it takes us praying with her, spending time with her, allowing the Holy Spirit to make those changes. All right. Got two more. Yes, amen, Bible. A wife needs to know her husband understands her. I'm not finished. This goes back to the spiritual leader. Needs to make sure that her husband understands her by protecting her in areas of her limitations. Now again, this list, these things are things that you're not going to find on Facebook or on the evening news or Dr. Phil or any of those kind of things. Because they're things that you don't think of. But as a husband, we're to protect our wives. We get to know them according to knowledge. The Bible says, dwell with them according to knowledge. And what she needs is for you to protect her because you know what some of the limitations are. The Bible says she is the weaker vessel. And the devil has a way of getting in there to the weaker vessel. He did it with Eve. He did it with women throughout the Bible. He still does it today. He's still going to try to attack the home. And he's going to go through the wife, and he's going to go through the children. And the wife needs a husband that is right with God, that is going to protect her because he knows her limitations. And that's what she needs. Every one of us have limitations in our life. There's things in our life. And the devil knows what some of those things are. That's why I think church is important. And reading our Bible, I mean, this thing of reading the Bible every day is so important. It is vitally, vitally important. There's things that, as a husband, when we see our wives and we try to spend time with them and we realize that she's fatigued every day or she's wore out every day, or there's something that's constantly bugging her, it is our responsibility to try to pray and try to ask and try. Sometimes they're not just going to come out and tell you. And sometimes, sometimes they're crying and they don't know why they're crying. I don't know. Just hold her and, you know. But as a husband, we need to try to understand what she's going through so we can help her. So we can protect her. Amen. All right, number six, a wife needs a husband who will help her to realize her full potential for the Lord. And this goes the same thing with your children too. Help them realize their full potential for the Lord. There's ministry opportunities, there's things, there's gifts that they have. And as a husband, you need to help her with those things so she can serve God. So you can serve God together. If you've been married for any length of time, over a year, 2 years, whatever, 5 years, whatever date you want to put on it, if I was to come up to you and say, hey, can you tell me what the spiritual gifts are of your wife, would you be able to tell me what they are? Amen? Look with me real quickly in Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Wife needs a husband, looking at the ideal spouse, the husband the wife needs. For all the husbands that came tonight with their popcorn thinking we were preaching on the wives tonight, I guess you left it put up. The truth is, at the end of the day, we all have things that we're responsible for that we need to make sure we're right with God on, every person in the home. Romans chapter 12, verse 6. The Bible says, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. There's all these different gifts the Bible talks about. There's a lot more that can be said about gifts. But as a husband, a wife needs us to help her reach her potential when it comes to serving God. At the end of the day, we would like to stand before the judgment seat of Christ and say, Lord, as for me and my house, we did the best we could to serve you. We did the best we could to please you. And if there's a downfall when it comes to the wife or the children, when it comes to serving God, we have to give an account for that. We have to give an account for that. You know, if we're able to help her with her gifts and encourage her to serve the Lord, whatever gifts there is, and allow her and provide for her to be able to do that, to serve God, then in return, you're going to reap the blessings from that. And then also, your children, your family, and she will feel like she's being included in ministry. Amen? We all have something we can do for God. I'm afraid that there's a lot of ladies, and I've met some in other churches and things that, man, that they have so much talent that God's given them. But because of their home situation, they can't do anything for God. I'm sure some of you have met people like that before. Say, man, you know, God's given her a talent to serve the Lord, but because of who she's married to, she can't serve God. And that's a sad place to be, is it not? Amen. All right, let's all stand as the rain begins to pour.